Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 3rd of June. What a wonderful effort by Libertarian to finish second to Ruler of the World in last Saturday's Investec Derby at Epsom. Trained at Spigot Lodge near Midlam in North Yorkshire by Elaine Burke and ridden by William Buick, Libertarian made up a tremendous amount of ground inside the home straight to snatch second place on the line, to show that his win in last month's Derby trial at York, the Dante Stakes, had been no fluke. The strapping colt could now be aimed at the Irish Derby at the Curragh at the end of the month, with his long-term aim being the final classic of the season, the Ladbrokes St. Leger Stakes at Doncaster on Saturday the 14th of September. There's so much to look forward to. For the record, talent gave Hampshire trainer Rafe Beckett a second victory in the Fillies Classic, the Oaks, last Friday at Epsom. And Willie the Whipper, trained near Midland by Anne Duffield, was a highly creditable six in last Sunday's French Derby. Now looking at the week ahead, Ripon stages a two-legged fixture tomorrow, Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday evening. Racing tomorrow at Yorkshire's Garden Racecourse begins at 2 o'clock, and there are seven races altogether. The informed Frontier Fighter could go well for trainer David O'Meara and jockey Danny Tudhope in the Wilmot Smith Memorial Handicap over 1 mile at 3:30. While Special Meaning, a winner last week at Leicester, can follow up in the Weatherby's Bank Handicap over 1.25 miles at 3 o'clock. The action at Ripon on Wednesday evening gets underway at 6:45, and sprinters are catered for in the feature race at 8:15, the Director's Cup, a handicap contest over 6 furlongs. There's an additional meeting at Thirsk on Thursday, due to start at 2:10. It's a fixture which has been transferred from Ayr in Scotland. Well, it's Pontefract's Got Talent Night on Friday evening at the West Yorkshire track, starting at 6:35. Three-year-old sprinters take part in the Mr. Wolf Sprint Handicap over 6 furlongs, while it's the turn of stayers in the Tony Bethel Memorial Handicap over 2 miles and 1 furlong. And when racing is finished on Friday evening, 10 local stars of the future will attempt to impress the judges, one of them being Leeds-based Caroline Poole, a finalist in the X Factor programme. There's a double header of Yorkshire meetings on Saturday, with afternoon fixtures at both Beverley and Catterick. The action at Beverley begins at 2 o'clock. It's a very British race day on the Westwood, including a donkey derby ridden by jockeys who are riding at the meeting. And there's a pair of conditions races, the Brian Yeardley 2-year-old trophy and the Brantingham Stakes, both for sprinters over 5 furlongs. It's Tote Pool Day at Catterick on Saturday, starting at 2:25. The main race is the TotePool.com Handicap, a contest over 7 furlongs. Enjoy your racing.